Statistics from South Sudan's Ministry of General Education and Instruction indicate that only 47% of girls are enrolled in the various levels of education, compared to boys who constitute 53% of learners in the country. Meline Christine Lemi is an education officer with the UNICEF in South Sudan. She says the UN Children's Agency is working with the government of South Sudan to address gender gap in the education sector.
Hopefully in the long run, more females will be attracted to the teaching profession and provide mentorship in schools and also act as role models to girls in schools, which will also improve the enrollment, retention, and completion rates for girls. Other interventions also include the national advocacy on the importance of girls' education across the country, and one of these is a Back to Learning campaign.
Lemi says limited number of trained teachers and the language of an instruction has hindered girls from accessing equal education opportunities across the country. South Sudan's government and aid agencies launched a $40 million US multi-year resilient program to address education crisis in the country. Awud Deng Achuil, South Sudan Minister of General Education and Instruction, says our ministry is working on promoting equal and quality education to children across South Sudan.
When I came into office, I issued several ministerial orders, among which include one that allow pregnant and young mothers to study and sit for their examination. This has enabled the young mothers to complete their primary and secondary education and be able to transition to the next level of their education.
Yasmin Sharif, the executive director of a non-profit called Education Cannot Wait, says years of conflict and forced displacement compounded by climate-induced disasters have impacted provision of quality education across South Sudan.
I had the privilege and the honor to meet with the Honorable His Excellency President Salva Kiir. And all that His Excellency, the President Salva Kiir, spoke of was the right and importance of girls' education. No more child marriages. No more unwanted pregnancies. We want girls' boarding schools. Bring the girls back to school.
Sharif says her office 3-year program aims to provide holistic education to 135,000 children, youth, refugees, and returnees who are affected by crisis. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Juba.